This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. If you're traveling this weekend, you'll see some relief at the gas pump. The average price for a gallon of regular unleaded has dropped below $4. That's down about 23 cents from a week ago. AAA Colorado says falling oil prices are welcome, but that ongoing tensions in the Middle East could still push prices higher this summer. Right now, the state's most expensive gas is in Pitkin County at about $5.60 a gallon. The cheapest is in Adams County at around $3.70. After months of going back and forth, the U.S. Senate and House have come to an agreement on a housing reform package, CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The 21st Century Road to Housing Act is designed to help build and develop more houses across the country. It's also aimed at making housing more affordable. After some tweaks, including ending a disaster recovery block grant after 3 years, nixing a home sales requirement for institutional investors, and some community bank deregulation, all corners of the Capitol are on board. It could soon pass both chambers and head to the president's desk. It would be a win for Congress as members face re-election this November, and affordability is a key issue for voters. Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
And someone tried to start a wildfire in Chaffee County. The local sheriff's office says firefighters found several scorched trees that appeared to be doused in gasoline near Clear Creek Reservoir. One tree also had a container filled with an accelerant tied to it. The fire burned itself out before it could spread. Officials are asking the public for information as much of the state faces high wildfire danger. This is CPR News and KRCC.